We'll hear from two state lawmakers during this edition of our State Capitol Report, and we'll welcome your questions and views for both of them. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, December 1st. In our next half hour, after 7:30, we will hear about the Republican legislative agenda for the state from the new Assistant Majority Leader, Republican State Senator Paul Farrow of Milwaukee. But in this first half hour, we will discuss how President Obama's executive order on immigration will affect Wisconsin. Our guest is State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, who delivered the Democratic Weekly radio address last week, giving thanks for immigration reform. So what are your thoughts and questions about this action and what it means for Wisconsin and for Wisconsin's undocumented immigrants? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Jocasta Zamarripa is a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee. She is also the Assembly Minority Caucus Vice Chair, and she represents Wisconsin's largest Latino community. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Happy December to you.
Thank you very much. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was very nice. And you indeed are giving thanks in part because of President Obama's executive order on immigration, and that was the title of your weekly radio address for the Democratic Party. So why should we be thankful for this executive action?
Well, the president did the heavy lifting for us here. Nobody has wanted to touch immigration reform, and that's evident by simply looking at Congress, although the U.S. Senate thankfully passed a comprehensive immigration reform bill. The Republican-led Congress, the House of Representatives, couldn't bring it to the floor, just did not have the valor. We have the president willing to step up here and take those slings and arrows for us, and now Congress has to finish the job.
Yeah. So what exactly did the president do with that executive order? Why did he have to do that now?
Well, he had to do it now. He's been promising to our nation, to our Latino constituency and beyond, because, of course, immigration affects not just our Latino populations. He's been promising comprehensive immigration reform for quite a while. He campaigned on it. It was something he always intended to do, and so it was important for him to act now, especially as his years in office start to wind down.
Mm-hmm. So, as we mentioned, you represent Wisconsin's largest Latino community. What concerns have they shared with you regarding this issue and the executive action?
Sure, there has been absolute frustration to the point that oftentimes we disagree. The president came just before our gubernatorial election to campaign for Mary Burke, and there were activists that feel very passionately about comprehensive immigration reform who actually made their way into the event and heckled President Obama. And so there have been moments, and we have been, myself and the advocates have been on opposite ends because I disagree with some of the strategy. But that's how passionately our immigrant families feel about immigration reform. We've got to have some solution to this broken system. And when Congress failed to act, the pressure was then immediately put on the president to take executive action. We have been very appreciative around our DACA dreamers, right? Our deferred action for childhood arrivals, our young people brought here through no fault of their own, being able to get on a pathway to obtaining a work permit, a driver's license, and be safe from deportation. Now we see him increase this order so that up to 5 million undocumented immigrants can be shielded from deportation, and that's a good thing for our families.
Yeah, I was going to say the executive order did not achieve comprehensive immigration reform, but in essence prevents the deportation, or could prevent the deportation, of up to 5 million undocumented immigrants. Explain why that is so important to your constituents.
It's important because we have families here. We have mixed families especially, and when I say mixed joy, I mean that we have a family where a parent might be undocumented, but one of the children could be a U.S. citizen. And so that family is always under threat of being ripped apart with one of the parents under extreme duress because they could be deported at any moment. So this executive action, just like you said, it's not comprehensive. It's going to shield up to 5 million. We know that we have about 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country. So it's certainly not a comprehensive decision, but it's just the beginning. It's just the first step. Congress has to finish it. And it's important for our families to know that they can stay together, that they can get on the grid, so to speak. If they pass that background check, if they begin to pay taxes, obtain that three-year work permit, their families can stay together here in this country that they call home.
Well, according to the Washington, D.C.-based Migration Policy Institute, there are 76,000 undocumented immigrants living in Wisconsin in 2012. About three-quarters of them have been here for at least 5 years. So what's the effect of the executive order or Obama's executive action going to have on these undocumented immigrants?
Again, and you just said about three quarters of our undocumented population have been here for at least 5 years. That sounds in that like much of them, the majority of that of those folks are going to be able to potentially qualify for President Obama's executive order. So that means they will be able to, if they pass a background check, if they start paying they're going to have to start paying their taxes and obtain a three-year work permit, they're going to be shielded from deportation. And so that's a crucial, very important thing for them and for their families, that there's a potential that three-quarters of our undocumented immigrants are going to get on the grid right now. But again, only temporary. The president has been very clear. This is a temporary action that needs to be finished by our U.S. Congress.
So any idea how this is going to affect our state's economy?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but we know we've already heard what comprehensive immigration reform could do for how much it would bolster our economy. What it would mean, the taxes, the millions, the billions of dollars in taxes across the country that would come in by allowing these folks to get on the grid and start paying their taxes. This is only good for our economy, in my opinion.
So if there are some undocumented immigrants, well, there are some undocumented immigrants living in Wisconsin illegally right now, how are they going to know whether they actually fit the criteria to be shielded from deportation?
Very good. In fact, I plan to connect with Senator Baldwin's office and Congresswoman Glenn Moore's office this week. We've already been in connection to figure out and be able to really make this logistically clear to our constituency and how to explain to our constituents how they can take advantage of this executive action. So I don't have those steps right in front of me, but Congresswoman Glenn Moore and Senator Baldwin have been very helpful in letting me know that they would be sure to brief us ASAP so I can start to kind of dispense this information to any undocumented immigrants that may be here in my district.
So Governor Walker and some other Republican governors are calling for a lawsuit against President Obama, saying this executive action is illegal. How concerned are you that this action is going to stand up?
I think that I believe that it's absolutely going to stand up. We've had presidents for the last half century, I believe it is, that have taken executive action on immigration. So I believe the president absolutely did his homework and is doing everything that he can to address immigration in the absence of the Congress taking action. And so I think I think Governor Walker is wrong on this issue. And I'm actually disappointed about a couple of things that he said around President Obama's decision on immigration.
We have just a minute before a newscast. What else did he say that disappointed you?
Oh, he indicated that, I think he told some press that they should come out on the road with him, and that a whole lot of people are not talking about immigration. I think that's very unfortunate and dismissive of his growing Latino population. We are the fastest growing minority constituency in the great state of Wisconsin, and immigration, whether we ourselves are immigrants or fourth generation U.S. citizens, this has been an issue that has galvanized Latino voters. And for him to make such a sweeping remark that it doesn't affect anybody, I believe that that is very insensitive and really not smart at all for him. We are the fastest growing constituency. We're a sleeping giant when it comes to a growing electorate.
We will check news and then we will be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. In this first half of our state capitol report, we are talking with a guest lawmaker who says President Obama's executive order on immigration protects the unity of families without jeopardizing national security. We are talking with State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa about Obama's action and how it will affect Wisconsin, and welcoming your questions and your thoughts and your concerns about this. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have a Gary on Facebook, who says, rewarding illegal activity by granting special privileges is not going to be well received, nor will it work out well. So what's your response to that, Representative Zamarripa?
Well, I defer actually to President Obama's, many of the things President Obama has already said. Taxes and background checks are not amnesty. It's not to me, it's not a reward. It's accountability and doing nothing, which is what we've been doing. It's what U.S. Congress has been doing. That's amnesty. That's doing nothing. That's holding these immigrants unaccountable. So that would be my response to his comments.
Rose on Facebook says, Congress should have done something a long time ago. President Obama has protected our borders and deported more immigrants than any other president, and still people complain about him. Why do they always leave it to him to come up with the answers and then complain about what he does? Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the issues that Rose brings up. President Obama has protected our borders and has deported more immigrants than any other president?
That would be, as far as I know, a correct statement, and it is a criticism that President Obama gets from a lot of the advocates and activists for comprehensive immigration reform, yes.
Yeah, so how does this executive order on immigration, we talked some by preventing the deportation of some undocumented immigrants, that this will keep families united, but how does this not jeopardize national security?
Well, in addition to, and I know we're talking about all of the effects, the positive effects for our undocumented immigrant populations, Joy, but the truth is this is a huge immigration accountability measure as well. The president is taking executive actions to crack down on illegal immigration at the border. He is focusing on what he says, deporting felons, not families, on making sure that we're focused on the deportation of people who threaten national security and public safety. He has mentioned, of course, that he's directing immigration enforcement to place anyone suspected of terrorism, violent criminals, gang members, and recent border crossers at the top of the deportation priority list. So this executive order, it also contains an extensive decision on border enforcement.
So how concerned are you that President Obama's executive action might encourage more illegal immigration by people hoping to be granted protection like the millions he offered it with this executive order?
Oh, no, he has been very clear. This is not going to pertain to recent immigrants who have crossed, who have come over and are here as undocumented immigrants. This is not for recent arrivals. This is going to be for folks that have been here for at minimum 5 years. So, no, this will not. And he's being very clear about making sure that message gets across. So I do not believe it'll encourage more folks to come over undocumented.
Well, we have just a couple more minutes with our guest, Jocasta Zamarripa, Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee. She represents Wisconsin's largest Latino community, and she delivered the Democratic Weekly Radio address last week, giving thanks for immigration reform. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This was not received well by not only Governor Walker and other Republican governors calling for a lawsuit against President Obama, saying that this executive order was illegal, but some members of Congress are also, you know, steaming mad about this. So what are your hopes for the comprehensive immigration reform that you seek coming out of Congress?
I hope that they'll ultimately see that, again, the president did the heavy lifting by taking executive action, and I hope that they will work towards passing a comprehensive immigration reform bill with a pathway to citizenship. They've already got one on their desk that the U.S. Senate passed. I'm hoping that this will ultimately give them the valor to fix this broken immigration system once and for all. So we can only hope, Joy.
We go to Steve in Arkansas. That's interesting. There's an Arkansas, Wisconsin, Steve?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
With all due respect, we're a compassionate nation. And the Constitution is perfectly clear. If you're born in America, you're a United States citizen. And all these children born in the United States of Mexican descent are Americans, but their mom and dad should not be rewarded for violating the law itself. And or Obama promised change, all right? He wanted to change our culture, our way of life. He violated the Constitution. He violates the rule of law, and he continues to do so. And with all due respect, there are people in this country now that are murderers, rapists, drug cartel, And they commit their crimes, and they go back south of the border. There's no paper trail to trace them, to hunt them down like the animals they are. And additionally, Obama promises he'll do background checks. There's no paper trail on these people. There's no way he can do background checks on them because there's no paper trail at all.
So how can we be sure that there are not dangerous individuals in our country now, Representative Zamarripa?
Well, again, those folks, those dangerous individuals that the caller mentioned, that's exactly who, and I just mentioned this, that the president is focusing on deporting felons, not families. Those are exactly the folks that he's directing immigration law enforcement to focus on deporting. Additionally, he mentioned the paper trail. President Obama is creating that paper trail by addressing accountability, by ensuring that there'll be accountability measures. Again, I mentioned the background checks, criminal background checks, and paying taxes. These undocumented immigrants who have been here more than 5 years, they will have to register and pass criminal background checks. They have to start paying their fair share in taxes. So I would argue that President Obama is creating that paper trail, sir, so that we can get these folks on the grid and hold them accountable.
Dolores in Northwest Wisconsin is with us. Hello, Dolores.
Hi, I'm calling because I have a question. By maintaining the status quo, the way things are currently with illegal immigrants, are they not likely taking jobs in this country that are paying far below minimum wage and, in essence, taking jobs away from legal citizens who would otherwise take those positions?
Representative Zamarripa.
Yeah, I know that's often kind of a wedge talking point that is used, that these immigrants are taking away our jobs. The truth is, and we saw when Republican legislators passed these anti-immigrant Arizona copycat bills across the country, we saw labor forces completely leave their state, with leaving food rotting in the farm fields. And so we know, and it has been very difficult for those states to try to get workers to come in to do that work. So I would argue that they are a labor force that many American companies and businesses count on. And if anything, addressing immigration reform in a comprehensive manner will ensure that we have a more level playing field, that a living wage, folks can try to access a living wage when we do address comprehensive immigration reform. Because, again, I think it does give some employers maybe an opportunity to take advantage of the wages that they pay some of these folks. So, again, this is just pointing to the need for comprehensive immigration reform across the board.
And we are out of time for this segment. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Joy.
Jocasta Zamarripa, Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee and the Assembly Minority Caucus Vice Chair. She represents Wisconsin's largest Latino community. And she delivered the Democratic Weekly radio address last week, giving thanks for the immigration reform that President Obama put into action with his executive order. We will switch gears now and talk with the new Senate Assistant Majority Leader coming up in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.